I suppose the big question the fans want to know, Milan, is are you any closer to naming a new manager?
Well, I've said before, you know, we there is no different deviation from my first information I gave to you and to our supporters that we give chance to Stuart Gray for a few games. There is another one or two games left on that so-called probation or testing time, whatever, before we make decision, should we keep Stuart as a manager or bring the new manager? So we're still there on that on time frame. So there is nothing much more to say than let's look at the game, you know, over the New Year Eve, you know, New Year Day, and then there is another game, a cup game, and sometimes at that period we'll make decision. But there is no other changes. If he had a big problem while Stuart is in charge, you know, that decision would be accelerated, would be sooner. But there is no reason, because I thought we he's done pretty good job up to this point. Whether he's going to stay as a manager, that's different subject. Okay, but that decision would be made, you know, I guess in 1 week time.
Have you been impressed with Stuart Gray so far?
He's got big numbers of injury players. You know, Antonio is not there, and a few others key players. So, you know, you got to give the man credit. We all knew that he's a very good coach. He's a top coach, you know, and give him chance, okay? And if he can bring, if that doesn't work, or if he's going to make the changes, we got to bring a proper guy, proper manager, you know. And I always said it's not that there are a lot of people who apply for the job, but the key thing is to bring somebody that will even do better than what Stuart is doing, if that's the case. But we need to be patient and wait and give him support, get behind him and the team. That's what we need, and that's what our supporters have been doing, situation. So I'm very pleased with that, but it's time to be patient and do things the right way.
I have to ask you, there's been a report in a national newspaper today saying that potentially investment was getting closer now for Sheffield Wednesday and that you had an interest in Paul Ince. Some of the fans have asked me to sort of put this to you, Milan. You know, is there anything in this report today?
Oh, I think my reaction on that is some of those reporters better do their homework and their job. I'm a little disappointed. You know, of course, it's anyone can speculate, anyone can create the stories and, things like that. I got nothing to report other than what I just told you a couple of minutes ago.
I mean, the big thing is investment, really, isn't it? There's been no progress there. You're not any closer to getting some fresh cash into Hillsborough, are you?
No, there's not nothing there yet that I can report on that. You know, everyone talks, a lot of people talk, but nothing happened. And of course, everyone knows that I'm supporting the club. Properly at this time, we're not throwing the money in any shape or form. But we right now our number one priority is secure the players that are very much needed, i.e. the two centre backs who are two probably best centre backs in our league, Roger Johnson and Glenn Lewins. Secure them for the rest of the season. Of course, it needed more money for that, you know, and because they were on small salary and probation or things like that. So we need to secure that. We need to secure the striking force, hopefully with Conor Wickham, or if it's not him, if he has to leave or something like that, then we have to bring somebody else. So, yes, there is money needed, but, I'm here and the club will go forward. The key thing is that we need to get out of this this situation of the where we are on the table. And it's amazing. We 22 games, we had 10 draws, you know. I think it's all started going wrong way from the beginning of the season, but we need to turn things around, and there are good signs with the team, the way the team played. And I always say we have a number of good players. They just need to gel together and play properly, as they've been starting to do that under Stuart's leadership. And that's the key thing. As far as investments from other people, I always say it's got to be somebody that will not just come in and put some money here, but somebody that will take the club further where I stopped, okay? And it's going to be proper people. It's more important to me than just somebody put the money in the club and see what he can do.
Do you get a lot of time wasters? Does that happen a lot at football clubs?
it happens a lot, and I'm trying every which way to shield and guard my supporters for those kind of rumors, because they're not good for the club, they're not good for them. And when the time when we have a very solid situation with the proper people and then moving forward, you know, at that time I will announce to our supporters what's happening. Before that, I will try to do everything I can in not to be bothered with not to bother them with some of these so-called some of the tire kickers. Okay.
In terms of the players you've talked about there, have you had productive talks with Wolves regarding Roger Johnson, Glenn Leuvens and Stephen McPhail, two free agents? I spoke to Stuart Gray after the game yesterday and he said that, you know, the talks had begun. Do you feel comfortable, you know, confident that you're going to be able to keep those players? Because they've had a real positive impact for you.
Well, the top players, I know that. It's all money. It's all money what is involved anyway. The player wants to stay, of course, you know, and, you know, there are agents involved, there are clubs involved, and you just more money, more, you know, that's what it's all about, okay? So, you know, we are on talking stage, and we need to resolve something rather quickly, I guess, in the next 48 hours. We got to resolve both players.
And on Connor Wickham, what can you tell us about the talks you've had with Sunderland? Because he's had, I mean, 6 goals in 8 games. He's been absolutely terrific for you. Have Sunderland given you any indication on what they're planning to do, whether they want to have a look at him, whether they, you know, have had interest from other clubs? What have they said to you so far?
Well, they, you know, so far, you know, they didn't indicate it of any kind of moves. They said they will keep us posted. We're talking to them on a daily basis, and we'll talk to them on the end of the day today. And that's all I can say. Okay, so we're hopeful that he will stay with us. And at the same time, we're also looking at other possibilities in case that he would go, because we do need somebody who can score the goals, you know, on the front of the team.
How closely have you worked with Stuart with regards to that, because he is the manager at the moment, and with the transfer window close to reopening, I suppose he's going to be the man who has a big say when, you know, if you have to make some deals. If you can't sign these players, you're probably going to have to sign others, aren't you?
Well, you know, talking to Stuart on a daily basis more than once. As a matter of fact, he's just coming to my office now in the next 10 minutes. So we'll be talking about all these issues, trying to move things forward. It's a very close communication with Stuart. He's a good man. He's very much, concerned and has a very big interest, whether he stays as a manager or as a coach, where he is going to be part of the club one way or another, and he wants to do the best what is for the club and the best for right now, get out of this situation we're in, you know, and with the money we spend and the efforts we made, you know, we don't deserve to be here, but we are where we are. So we who are in the club need to work hard at it, and we hopefully with the support and ongoing help from our supporters, we'll do so.
Have you got a final message for the fans? You know, we're going into a new year, I guess a fresh start almost, isn't it? You know, it hasn't been the first half of the season that everyone was hoping for at Sheffield Wednesday, but I suppose it is a fresh start, isn't it? A new game on the first and a chance to move forward.
Of course, you know, for most important thing to give a message to my supporters, I want to wish him very, very happy new year to them, to their families, and I want to thank him tremendously on their loyal support, undivided support. And yes, we all experienced not very happy first half of the season, but we're all in it together during that time, and I can assure them that I will do everything humanly possible to get us out of this situation and put the club and leave the club on the solid base, okay? And with the only way I can do that, with their support and their trust, and that the only stimulation I have at this time, you know, and it means a lot to me, and I hope will mean a lot to them once we do things the right way. So I will do it and for them and for their club.